play the music.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome back to The Table.
A podcast where yellow and blue makes green.
What?
I graduated art class.
Oh, well, I can't relate. I had one art class, and this lady had this fantastic painting of McDonald's on the wall.
Oh, praise God.
So I was a big fan, a very big fan back then.
Oh, well, I'm Tyler.
I'm Cody.
And we're your friends.
That's true.
Bruh.
Today's the day.
Today is the day. I've been looking forward to this day.
We have a very exciting show ahead of you today, ahead of us.
Y'all ain't even ready.
We've been tossing around this idea for a little while, and it has finally come to fruition. We are going to, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, here at The Table, we are huge advocates of hashtag
support apostolic content. Yeah.
And, you know, we've talked about different things you should check out. We've kind of mentioned some things in passing, and we kind of have the idea of what would it be like to just totally point the spotlight at certain pieces of apostolic content that we feel deserve your attention. So we are.
Here we go.
So here we go. This is much like we have our thoughts. We're going to call this little series, if you will. We're going to call it Spotlight.
We literally just take
that big old spotlight.
Yes, because you know it's got to be big.
Yeah, of course. Right. You got to have a large one. And we're just going to point it in the direction of apostolic content that deserves your attention. And what better place to start than a podcast? Specifically, the Uncommon People podcast with Aaron and Ashley Davis.
So excited.
They are with us today. And y'all, thank y'all so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks so much. It's good to be here. And that was quite an introduction. We were enjoying that.
Sure. Well, you never know what you're going to hear around here, man.
I barely know what we're going to hear around here.
Yeah, Tyler, he has to be updated daily.
Right. You know, what we're
going to do. Well, we are so thankful to have you guys here. We're very excited to just talk about you guys, talk about your podcast. And, you know, we are going to get into talking about the ins and outs of your show. But before we do, if y'all don't mind, let's just talk about you for a second. Tell us a little bit about yourselves for people who may not know who you are.
Yeah, so I'm Aaron, my wife Ashley. We've been married for 4 or 5 years now, I think.
No, try again.
No, we've been married. We're almost at 12 years.
Oh, wow.
We have three kids, and we live here in San Antonio, Texas. Where do we start? We're the student pastors and the music pastors at Calvary Church in San Antonio, Pastor David Carruthers. And additionally, we are the South Central Texas District Youth Secretary.
Well, I don't know if we, that role is all you.
One flesh, sis, one flesh.
Right.
Yeah.
So we do that. And then, of course, we have podcasts and other content creation stuff.
Aaron works a full-time job, too.
Yeah, I do work a full-time job. Ashley also works a full-time job.
With three children.
Right.
It's probably more work than I do, honestly. But, we're excited to be here, excited to be a guest. And I love the idea of what you guys are doing with this series. It's pretty awesome. So thanks for having us.
Yes, sir. Well, it is our honor. And,
Yeah.
y'all have a lot of hats y'all wear.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
We get that a lot.
Well, that's awesome.
The uncommon people. It's properly fitted for us.
Right.
There you go.
Well, I mean, it takes a certain kind of person to be able to do all of that.
Absolutely.
And that person is uncommon for sure.
Yes, indeed. So obviously we're here to point the spotlight at your podcast and your content that you create. When did you realize that you wanted to start a podcast, and how did you know exactly what it is that you wanted that podcast to be, including the name Uncommon People Podcast?
Yeah. So, with the wanting to start it, that kind of really falls on me. I had wanted to start a podcast for quite a while. We launched Uncommon People, this summer will be 2 years. And, I had just, you know, I didn't really have a ton of exposure to podcasts, but I am a runner. And so as I got, you know, more into running and, you know, going longer distances, spending more time outside, I wanted something to fill my time. And so I started listening to podcasts, and that's really where I kind of became acquainted to podcasts. And I like to talk, and so
well, that's helpful.
So sometimes, right. Sometimes I like to hear myself talk. No, I'm just kidding. But but I did see it as an opportunity. I didn't really know exactly how that would all pan out, but I did see it as an opportunity to create content myself. So I had thought about it for probably a year before I brought the topic up to Ashley, and that's kind of where the idea began. And then we had some collaborative efforts on what we wanted to be about.
You know, whenever we were trying to decide a theme, kind of what direction we wanted to go, of course we wanted to stick kind of close to what our lives are about, but we didn't want to just talk about parenting. We didn't want to just talk about marriage. And,
right.
We didn't want to really isolate ourselves to one specific theme, but we looked around at our peers. And at this point, you know, we were coming up on 10 years of being married, and we had several friends that had been divorced. You know, they got married around the same time as us. Mm-hmm. We had, friends who were struggling in parenting. We had friends whose health was just horrible. And, you know, we were striving and doing our best in all of those areas and more areas to really do our best, and kind of seeing some of our peers just kind of throw in the towel and not really care and just, you know, kind of give it up. Yeah. And it's like, come on, guys, we're only like early 30s. We're 30. Come on, let's, you know, put in a good effort and
right.
continue, you know, trying to be basically what God has called us to be. So, mm-hmm. We really got our influence from, I think it's 2 Peter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now that I don't yeah. have it in front of me, about being a peculiar people and really just being uncommon and accepting that that's what God calls us to, and making the efforts to do that in our lives in various different ways. So,
yeah, and we didn't want to also pigeonhole ourselves into it just being about, you know, our spiritual life, you know, being Pentecostal and kind of standing out in a crowd with holiness and standards and things like that. It wasn't all just going to be that as well, but mm-hmm. I mean, across the board, living better lives and healthier lives and, you know, just striving to be better. That was really the whole goal from the beginning.
And we've enjoyed having a lot of guests on the show to talk about, you know, kinds of uncommon, like whether it's careers or, you know, things that we can't even relate to at all. That's been one of the highlights for us, is getting to interview some other people.
Right. I understand. That's actually really, really cool. I didn't know like that's how that had came to be. Well, you guys had mentioned your peers and stuff a moment ago. How did they react to you guys starting your podcast?
We didn't really, crowdsource information as far as how people were, mm-hmm. you know, perceiving it. We of course
because
asked
it
for,
didn't really affect, I think because it really didn't affect our decision to do it. That yeah. was right. part of why.
Yeah. I mean, when it came down to it, you know, we were doing it because we didn't want to make a podcast for our peers necessarily
yeah.
in that way. Not directly pointed to the people that, you know, maybe had failed marriages or things of that nature, but just in general, people that are in our same life stage, you know, so we didn't necessarily reach out to people and say, hey, did you listen to that episode that right. might've been about you, you know,
right. we might want to check that one out.
Right. Yeah. But that being said, you know, we've had feedback, you know, both positive and negative. Not
sure.
Well, maybe not negative, but we've had, we've had feedback that we enjoyed hearing and feedback that we didn't necessarily enjoy hearing over the course of a while. And so, you know, it is what it is. I think that's part of putting content out online. You get positives and negatives, but for sure.
Right. Well, so as far as the way you make your podcast, tell us a little bit about, because I'm a tech geek. I like to know these things, and I know that I'm not the only one in the crowd. So tell us about your setup and what it is that you use and how you make the content that you produce.
Yeah, so, you know, for the Uncommon People podcast and just in general kind of our recording, we have a setup in our house. We use some Audio Technica microphones and some Audio Technica headphones. We're on Mac computers.
Nice.
And honestly, we just record through GarageBand. I actually have a Zoom H4N, which is, I think you guys mentioned H6N that you guys use, but I have a Zoom H4N, but we don't really use that for recording. I used to use it when I did weddings, wedding films, but yeah, we just, it's pretty simple actually. I do like tech, but I also understand that it's a, you know, a money pit.
Every time
I want to get a new device or a new addition to the, in fact, I was just, we have some like these boom arms that hold the microphones and we got cheap ones. I mean, pretty cheap,
but
I've wanted to get some nicer ones that don't squeak when you move them around.
Right. The struggle is real, my friend.
Yeah. So it's just like, I can't justify it, even though, you know, it may be necessary, but, yeah, it's a pretty simple setup. And then when we do, we've not done any remote recording for our podcast, our Uncommon People podcast. I actually have a second podcast that's running related. And I use a program called Riverside FM, which is good for remote because most of the guests that are on our other show, you know, are remote. And so, even my co-host and I are remote a lot of times. So, it's a really great software to use for remote recording because it records locally to your guest device and then uploads. So you're getting studio quality content. Well, I say studio based on whatever, you know, microphone or headphones they have.
Right. Right.
But you're getting basically content that's not filtered by internet audio, you know?
Right.
So it's not like if you're recording on, like Zoom or Skype or something like that. So, yeah, it's a pretty, you know, we have quite a few different setups. And then of course, I know we haven't really brought it up, but we do, you know, YouTube as well. So we have some cameras that we GoPros and some vlog cameras that we use for that as well. So we have a lot of fun with it. We've amassed the gear over the course of a couple of years. I used to shoot wedding films. So there was quite a few things that I had just kind of sitting around still from when I shot wedding films that, has been beneficial to the podcast.
For sure.
Well, just talking about like how you guys make your podcast, stuff like that. I had some comments about the content of your podcast.
Sure.
One, it's super relaxing.
I love it so much.
Like, because ours, I don't know if you've gathered or not, but we're kind of high energy, just like all over the place.
All these jingles. And
yeah. So it was.
Who do we think we are?
It was a nice, refreshing, just to kind of like listen to y'all's podcast. So, like, it was just very chill.
Especially when you talk about something as important as being on time.
Ooh.
Right. You've got two punctual fellows over here, and
yes.
I saw the title of I'm subscribed, of course,
right?
And I saw the title, and I was like, "Oop, gotta listen to that now."
Yes, I listened to that one again today,
as you should, because sometimes you gotta be reminded. Sometimes you're a little late.
Who?
Right.
The funny part about that
is, you know, the relaxing aspect of it is that oftentimes we're recording at like 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. Oh. So hopefully it's not putting anyone to sleep.
No, definitely not.
No,
just like, it's just such a, it's just a breath, it's a breath of fresh air.
Yeah. It's so different than what like I'm normally used to in my own personal life.
well, even sometimes after we get done recording, we'll just like take a big sigh and be like, wow, that was fun. Now I'm tired.
Right.
You know?
But not only that, like y'all's music, like y'all's intro music and stuff like that, like that's music I bop to on the regular. Right. So like,
Tyler just listens to the intro over and over.
Just rewind.
Nice.
So we've, you know, I would like to think that we've all done it. Maybe we haven't. Maybe you guys haven't. But I'm going to ask you to find out. Have you ever recorded an episode that for one reason or another that you ultimately decided not to record? I mean, not to publish and put out.
Yeah, we've done this, I think, with only two episodes in the past. And they were interview episodes. And really, when it comes down to it, we felt like our interviewing did not showcase the interviewee very well. And it just kind of fell short on, you know, sharing their story appropriately and stuff like that. But actually, we haven't failed to put up anything that the two of us have just recorded. We did have an episode that we sat on for a long time. Which one was it?
It was the Preacher Kid Triggers.
Oh, yeah.
Because we had taken a break from podcasting.
Unintentionally.
Yeah. And we had recorded that one and just it didn't happen. And then we went back and listened to it. And I was like, well, yes, let's go ahead and do it anyway.
I feel that.
Yeah. So on the two, I actually recorded both of them solo with another a guest. And yeah, it was just, I don't know. It's just kind of one of those times where you don't want to do a disservice to the guest as well. I mean, on the one hand, you took their time. But on the other hand, it's like, they probably wouldn't want to share it anyway.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right.
And it was no fault of theirs.
Sure.
But yeah, so we've done that.
We were really, really new at that too.
The first one, was the second episode I had ever recorded.
Wow.
I was brand new. And the thing is it was a double episode. So it was with a guest that we did publish the first episode with. And the first episode was so good, still to this day, our most played episode.
Wow.
But the second episode was just, I didn't have all my ducks in a row as far as how I wanted the conversation to go.
Yeah.
And it showed. So, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it happens, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. It definitely requires just like a lot of like, there's just so much that goes into it. Like the planning the episodes, all kinds of stuff like that. What does episode planning look like for you guys? Like, what is y'all's process with that?
So we have struggled with this because, we'll make a list, you know, if we have like a little brainstorming session, if we're out like without our kids getting coffee or something like that, we'll be like, oh, well, let's think of some, you know, topics for the podcast type thing. So sometimes we'll have a little stash of topics like that. But for the most part, what we've been doing lately is alternating turns and being like, this week it's my turn to come up with a topic. Next week it's your turn. And, you know, through the week, if we think of something like, hey, this would be a good conversation for the podcast, then certainly we will tell each other. We won't be like, well, I'm going to hold on to that till it's my turn. So,
we do the exact same thing.
Yeah. I mean, that's worked probably better than anything else we've done so far.
Yeah, it works well when we're doing our, you know, these, obviously a guest dictates kind of that topic if you have a guest coming in.
Right.
And that's how my other podcast is. It's mostly guest oriented. But with this, because it's us a lot and just, you know, whatever we're thinking about or reading about or feeling, you know, we've had stuff come from sermons that I've preached. Mm-hmm. We've had
preach on, sis. Preach on.
We've sermons that Ashley wrote for me to preach.
Right. There we go.
We've had stuff that has come up from just, you know, current events or like the next one we're going to post is draws a lot off of current events.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we've done stuff in the political season. We've done. Yeah, I mean, it's just it kind of just. There's no method to the madness really. And that's maybe a fault. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's not a great thing, but a lot of times we are organizing ourselves, you know, before we sit down and recording, but we also have the I guess desire to not have our episode before we record our episode.
Yeah.
Right. And so that's one of the things that, you know, sometimes if I feel unprepared, like I want to think about it more or, you know, analyze it in my head more, you know, sometimes that's not always feasible because I'll want to talk it out, you know, right, with myself or whatnot. So,
well, as far as it being a fault or not, I mean, I can tell you that it's working. What y'all are doing is clearly working and I've,
well, it adds a variety too, you know, like it keeps things fresh and, I would definitely say that it's working.
Yeah. You're doing just fine.
It means a lot. It means a lot. Thank you.
So as you know, as podcasters, as we as you mentioned before, like we do it and we learn and we, you know, at some point you've got to just pull the trigger and make that first episode. But as we do that, our methods may evolve. Things may seem to change, whether it be in the way we decide to do something or in the quality of the show or what have you. What's the biggest difference between your first episode and your latest episode?
Well, it's kind of funny. We actually were sitting at dinner tonight and I played the first episode because we actually couldn't remember what the first episode was. It was kind of just a welcome to the podcast.
Yeah.
Laying out the theme and stuff like that. And that episode started with about 30 seconds of laughter and awkwardness.
I remember that one. Yeah.
Because it was the first time we had sat in a room together with microphones, like looking at each other, trying to figure out how we were going to talk, you know? And right. So it was just, I don't know. I guess it was just awkward for me at least. I don't know.
That hasn't totally gone away. So if you listen to our podcast, we invite you to enjoy the awkward laughter.
Yeah. So we don't, I guess the difference now is that we've gotten more comfortable, it kind of gotten over those little jitters and stuff like that. I think too, you know, we've broadened our horizon. So at the beginning it was very like, these are the uncommon things we do, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, you know?
Right.
And then as we started clearing out that list, we realized, okay, not every episode, well, for one, I got into panic mode of like, how are we going to talk about other things? We're running out of things, or, you know, where guests aren't returning our calls. And so we're, you know, or our messages. And so we're, you know, having trouble booking someone to come on. So how are we going to do that? And then we got to realize that you don't have to try to fit every single episode into the exact mold of the show.
Right.
You know, not every single episode has to be about an uncommon thing. Sometimes it could be about an uncommon concept or, you know, just some kind of challenge. And so we've kind of, you know, grown in that way as well.
I think too that like the first several episodes were incredibly practical. And which is helpful. I mean, it's really helpful for people, but I think as we've gone on and we've kind of, widened the scope on things, we've seen it get a little more depth. It was, you know, not quite so wide and shallow type thing. Instead it was a little bit, deeper and maybe even like devotional-esque sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like we've definitely wanted to take more of a, you know, we started off with a lot of practical, you know, better your health, better your habits type thing. And now we've not that we're intentionally changing direction on that.
And we haven't entirely.
And we haven't. Yeah. We haven't entirely changed direction because obviously the being punctual is, you know, kind of a more practical thing as well. But we're also trying to, navigate some more spiritual concepts that, you know, drive a little deeper and aren't surface level.
And yet still influence habits and all the things that really make us as Christian believers in the truth stand out like we ought to.
Right.
And another thing is just that, you know, our quality has obviously changed from first episode to now, literally like the quality of the audio. We've had the same mics and everything for the whole time, but I've really gotten better at editing. I do the production on it, and I've definitely gotten better at editing and just managing levels and things like that, which is something that I go back and I listen to early episodes where, like, you know, if you listen to it in the car, you lose a lot of, you know, a lot of the sound is not the same coming through speakers as opposed to coming through headphones. So just learning that kind of stuff, that's definitely something that's changed over the course of 32 or 33 episodes, I think.
We also didn't realize how low Aaron's voice was until we started podcasting.
Look, I understand about that.
That's probably part of the reason why it sounds so relaxed is like, if I sound boring sometimes, I don't know. You know, to me, I sound fine.
Yeah,
it sounds in here.
I'm just talking. It's okay.
It's definitely not boring by any means.
By no means.
But you had mentioned like at the beginning, stages, just like getting over the awkward laughs and stuff like that. Surely there's had to have been some other situations where y'all may have had a blooper or two. Is there anything about that you can tell us about?
We like struggle to think of specific bloopers because I feel like our entire life, especially with three children, is like one giant blooper reel. we did. Yeah. So if you want to see that, we are on YouTube and our children keep us. Literally today, I was in my bathroom, like bathing another kid, and my oldest child walked in and he scared me so bad. I yelled and he died laughing. And we just stood there for like 15 seconds laughing at each other.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That doesn't happen on the podcast, obviously, but that happens more on YouTube. But we had a funny encounter.
We've had kind of one funny thing that wasn't on the podcast, but when we first started the show and when we, you know, we picked the title and whatnot, there was not an Uncommon People podcast out that we could see on like Spotify or Apple.
Right.
And so recently we got tagged in a post from some person that was thanking us for being on the podcast. Yeah, it was like on Facebook. They tagged our Uncommon People podcast Facebook page in their post. And I was like, well, this person wasn't on our podcast. So, so I started doing some research and I found that there's this guy that had changed he had an existing podcast.
Yeah.
And he had changed the name of his podcast to Uncommon People Podcast.
What?
That's how you know you have a good name.
And it was this year too. Like I went back, I found him on YouTube.
It wasn't like when we were dormant or something.
Right. Yeah. It wasn't even during our downtime. We had recent episodes. So I went back and looked and he had changed it. Like he kind of announced it right before the year turned over. And then his first episode in the new year was Uncommon People Podcast. So me being the sarcastic kind of person that I am, our YouTube channel is Uncommon People Podcast.
Yeah.
And it says that on, you know, as the name, it doesn't say like our name or anything. It says Uncommon People Podcast. And so I went on to his introduction video, like the one that was like explaining why he was changing his name. And I just commented, well, this is awkward. That's all I put. Cause then cause it says, you know, my name on YouTube is Uncommon People Podcast on that channel. So you can literally go look at his channel, go upvote that comment.
Oh, for sure. Oh, I was going to ask you, did he ever respond to it in any way?
He never responded. Jeez. But I actually looked, something made me think about it a week or so ago. And I went and looked and he might've changed his podcast name again because, because he hasn't posted anything on his, I know that this might be getting down a rabbit hole, but he hasn't posted anything on the Uncommon People for like a month and a half probably. And he has another podcast that's going on the side. That's like, that he's posting regularly on. So I don't know if he changed it or if he's just like the Uncommon People thing is like a seasonal, you know, or whenever he wants to do it kind of thing.
You scared him, bro. You got to him.
Yeah.
You got his head.
Yeah. He probably was fearful of litigation. And all
right.
I hope he was.
Scared. I mean, we have Uncommon People Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and the podcast. And uncommonpeoplepodcast.com. So you should have chosen.
Yeah. I mean, it's clearly like your thing that is taking, I mean, he knew. I'm all about giving somebody the benefit of the doubt, but when it's something that specific, you knew, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the really bad part about it is that not that, you know, we're getting tagged in posts that don't belong to us, but I went and looked at his podcast and like, yeah, his podcast is explicit.
Ooh.
So it's like there's a lot of like I've never listened to it, but you can see the titles and like the episode synopsis.
Yeah.
And there's stuff that's just, I don't want someone, you know, looking up Uncommon People podcast, not seeing our, you know, our album art. We come up first, but, and our album art has our picture. So you can see that. But if someone happened to notice the other one first and clicked on it and then was like, what is this?
You know, yeah.
Apostolic. Yeah. Right.
Right.
And figured out. But yeah, so that's the only, like, that's not really a blooper, but it was a funny moment because I thought myself, you know, that I was funny. Well, this is awkward.
It was definitely funny, and I am going to go look for the comment so I can
go
upload.
Like it. Yeah, right.
even though he got scared and ran away, I'm still going to do it. Be like, yeah. know your place, sir. So kind of shifting gears here a little bit. In your opinion. Just in general, not necessarily only podcasts, but how important would you say is apostolic content as a whole?
I mean, super important because yeah. this is the platform, you know, these are the platforms where people are being reached right now,
right.
Especially mm-hmm. when, you know, I mean, we're seeing some corners turned in some areas as far as pandemic stuff goes, so people are getting out more, but like, you know, literally for the last year, a lot of people, all they've been seeing is social media and internet content as their influences.
Yeah.
And, you know, not attending in-person stuff, different things like that. And just, you know, we have to take advantage of the platforms that are available for reaching people. We can't assume that this is not an effective way to reach lost souls, because it is, or to even edify and encourage the body. I mean, that's basically the whole point. You know, one of our whole missions is to be encouraging to other people and spur one another along like that. So, I mean, incredibly important is really the answer.
Yeah. And I mean, like when you look at it, and that question is a good question, it seems like it should have an obvious answer, but really, I mean, if you look at it on a kind of a macro level, there's so many outlets out there or so many content creators out there that have massive audiences that are teaching people, you know, something contrary to the truth.
Yeah. Right.
And like there's so, and I mean, I follow some of these people, you know, like I've really enjoyed lately, you know, like some apologetic stuff on YouTube, you know, so I follow all kinds of people. There's not a lot of apostolic creators out there in the apologetics field that are putting videos out and things like that. So I'll follow anyone, you know, I don't want to name any names, but there's one specific, YouTube channel that is well over 500,000 subscribers. I think it's like 600 or 700,000. And it's a very consistent channel, like putting out content 2-3 videos a week. And just one of the most recent videos that this channel put out specifically, and this is a channel that I've followed and I've liked a lot of their a lot of stuff, you know, they'll explain things, they'll go into, you know, whatever, you know, pick your topic, they'll go into quite a few different topics and explain it really, really well. You know, they'll talk about current events and things like that. But one video that is recent specifically was about oneness apostolic, oneness Pentecostalism is how they phrased it, versus the Trinity. Hmm. And this person literally called it, of course, was very, you know, much Trinitarian, but specifically called out organizations, United Pentecostal Church International, ALJC, Assemblies of the Lord Jesus Christ, World Pentecostal Fellowship, PAW, Pentecostal Assemblies of the World, was literally naming these organizations as a way to warn people about this, what they were referring to as a heretical teaching. Hmm. Okay, so you have a YouTube channel with over 500,000 subscribers that's putting out content directly contradictory, putting out good content, and then putting out something like that that's directly contradictory to what the Bible says and what we believe. It's so important for apostolics, Pentecostals, to be putting out content because otherwise, I mean, there's people are not, you know, they're only seeing one side of the story, yeah. You know, you can go on YouTube and you can find, and I'm talking about YouTube specifically right now, not necessarily podcasts, but you can go on YouTube and you can find, you know, old, videos of David, Brother Bernard, you know, debating someone and those kind of things exist out there. But for someone to actually be putting out consistent content, talking about current events, talking about, you know, the just whatever's going on or whatever topic is on their mind at the moment. I mean, that's so important. Same thing for podcasts. You have quite a few, you know, you have quite a few apostolic content creators that are coming up in podcasts, which is really encouraging. You know, you have guys like Adam Shaw, who has a phenomenal podcast, great quality, great content, a nice reach social media because, you know, of his preaching and stuff like, and his traveling. So you have guys like that, you guys, Nathan French, Noteworthy, all of these, like, there's a lot of really good content creators out there that are putting stuff out, and it's so important. I don't think there can be too many.
Agreed.
I don't think the space can be too crowded, because, you know, what happens when it gets, when people are putting it, I mean, I want every single person that can get their hands on a microphone, and really you don't even need a microphone. You just need an iPhone or maybe a Galaxy or
no,
Android.
No, you're right. An iPhone.
Yeah, I think the iPhone is a little more anointed, but
right.
For sure.
Apostolic.
But really, I mean, anybody that has access to a smartphone, or a computer or a tablet or something like that can put content out. And the thing is if it's quality, if it's engaging, it's going to catch. They're going to get an audience. People are going to, you know, and then it makes it easier to put stuff out. If it's not quality, or, I mean, they say the average lifespan of a podcast is 7 episodes is what I've read. You know, that's the average lifespan.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's people that won't last that long. So the more people that put out, you know, content, the more likely it's going to be that things stick and catch, and then you're going to have more content to consume. So it's incredibly important, especially considering, you know, the nature of the world, how many content creators are out there giving the alternate views. I mean, that really convicted me this week. I haven't even really like verbalized it really to anyone, but that really convicted me this week watching that video that was directly, I mean, I'm a licensed minister in the United Pentecostal Church International, and this person that I find value in their channel. And you know what? I'm probably still going to watch some of his content, but directly was, you know, criticizing my belief of oneness, Pentecost, you know, oneness of, you know, the Godhead being one,
right.
Oneness. And so that's a hard pill to swallow. So it's important to, you know, to counter that.
And at the same time, not only is it important for, you know, apostolics to be putting out content, you know, for people that may be listening, if you're given the opportunity to share anything on a podcast with an apostolic host, you should say yes. Because it is incredible. You would be surprised how difficult it is to get people committed for that. Shockingly enough.
What she means by share is not like share on social media, but like share like
beyond,
you know, I don't know if you guys have struggled with this, but, you know, we've, and I want to be careful because you never know who's going to listen to this, but we've asked people to be on, that, I mean, have either said,
ghosted you. They ghosted.
I mean, there's been people, there's people that have left us on read, on Instagram.
Heart.
I mean, it's crazy. Like the point is not to talk about my other content, but I have a running podcast, and I think this is relevant. I have a running podcast and I've had Olympians on it.
Wow. You know?
And like,
no problem
either. I had an Olympic marathoner that was my fourth episode. I hadn't even proven myself yet.
Yeah.
And And I'm not like, I'm not trying to brag or flex about that.
No, but that's impressive. Like,
that's amazing.
What I'm saying is that there's a problem that it was so easy to get someone like that and multiple others. I mean,
yeah.
Olympian sounds nice, but I've had multiple people with thousands, even hundreds of thousands of reach on YouTube and Instagram, that in the running world that, you know, will just easily come on, talk about running. It's a great time, but yet like, it's not always easy to get someone to come on and talk about whatever God's dealing with them in their lives about, or what's uncommon about them. And so, not to go on a rant there, I'm sorry to take it that way, but it is important not only for people to be putting out apostolic content themselves that they're creating, but also to jump at the opportunity to be on someone else's platform and share as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and there's a lot of people out there that have ideas for this content and stuff. They just either don't have the know-how, or they may lack just that little push that they need. So what would you say to that person who may be on the fence about starting their own podcast or other outlet of apostolic content? What kind of encouragement or advice would you give for them if they were listening right now?
Yeah, I like that question because I actually get asked quite a bit. I mean, there's been multiple people that I've talked through, like starting podcasts and other things. And I really enjoy that. I really enjoy helping people in that way. So I think the most important thing let's assume that you already like have an idea. You know, obviously the important thing is to have an idea, you know,
right.
and have some kind of theme or some kind of direction. But I think the biggest hurdle for a lot of people is just to get out of your own way and post something, you know? And so like, it's just like, you know, and my cousin, he's starting a podcast and, good. And I talked to him, you know, and he's very much like me. I mean, we're very, very, very similar in so many ways, and he'll, you know, and I do the same thing. Like we critique ourselves so much.
He does it so much.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn off your headphones. we critique ourselves so much. We'll like listen to how many times I said, or, you know, all this other stuff. And in reality, you just need to, you know, record an episode and put it out there, or record a YouTube video and put it out there.
Yeah.
And no one's going to watch the first one or listen to the first one anyway, you know, your mom, your dad, maybe. And like, you'll have a few friends who say they listened to it, but probably didn't, you know, or listen to the first few minutes.
As evidenced by the questions they ask you, that you clearly, you clearly addressed it in several episodes.
Where did you talk about that?
Exactly.
Oh, so, I didn't know this.
So just put it out there, put the content out there. But I think another really big thing, and this is something that I think was our downfall probably about, I don't know, 12 or 13 months into our podcast, was, you know, it is nice to get a little bit ahead of yourself. So like record, you know, multiple, kind of like get ahead as far as the content is concerned.
Because, at least the idea.
Yeah. Or at least have an idea, an outline, that kind of thing. Bank as many like podcast episodes as you can.
Well, you never know what's going to happen.
We don't do that great of a job at this, but we also live together and can record anytime.
Sure.
So it's like, you know, we try to post on Wednesdays. If on Tuesday night we haven't recorded an episode for Wednesday, well, we can record on Tuesday night if we need to.
Yeah.
And, you know, so in some instances where that's not the setup, you know, that becomes more difficult, and it becomes more, you know, I guess valuable to kind of bank some content, because then when you hit something, you hit some kind of road bump, or, you know, like, if you've listened to our podcast for a while, you know that my mom passed away, and shortly after that, I mean, you know, I switched jobs, and there was just a lot of life. We had another baby, and a lot of life stage things happened at once. And it was like, we looked up and 6 months hadn't posted an episode. And finally, one day we were just like, are we going to keep doing this? Or are we going to like quit? And so then we got back on, and we've been pretty consistent weekly since then. So part of it is just, you know, have your direction, post something, like get the first thing out there and be okay with the fact that no one's going to listen to it. And then start banking, you know, start planning and banking on content. That way you can give yourself room if something goes wrong. And also, you know, invest what you can when you can. You know, I think the first thing that you should always invest in is a microphone.
For sure.
A good microphone. Yeah. Even if you're recording into your, even if you're recording into your phone, I mentioned a Rode microphone that could plug straight into the iPhone that gives good quality, you know, just in the voice memo app. You know, whatever you can do to make it sound better, that's probably a top reason people click away from podcast or, you know, skip it is because the audio is horrible. You know, thankfully you guys don't have that problem. I would feel
thankfully.
Thank you very much.
I've listened. So, you know,
thank you. Like, appreciate that.
To the people out there that, you know, are like Aaron was describing and his cousin who are like essentially perfectionists about it and don't want to put it out, you know, or don't mind. My problem is I don't want to do something that's not going to be consistent every single week. And it's like, okay, folks, you know, if you want to do this, just relax, do the best you can. If you miss a week, pick it up the next week. It doesn't mean you have to quit because you missed one week, you know, stuff like that. Just offering yourself the grace and having the expectation, low expectations, just do what you can. And everything that you put out, everything that we as Apostolics put out is better than not having put anything out.
Right. Absolutely.
Look, I have to clarify. So earlier,
so Tyler's over here. While y'all are saying this, while y'all are speaking this gospel, Tyler is over here having quite literally a stroke.
I should have worn my steel-toe boots. Look, earlier, y'all, I had laughed, but it's just because everything y'all said was so spot on. As somebody who has been on the fence about putting out content and additional content and things of that nature, I can definitely relate to everything that you guys are saying. So y'all should definitely listen to them because they are speaking facts right now.
Yes, it is fantastic. Spectacular advice.
Hush, Cody.
Advice that he may or may not have heard before, but we won't get into that.
Right. So tell us, and just in conclusion, where can people find your podcast at?
Yeah, we're pretty much everywhere. So Uncommon People Podcast, the one that has the face of the one that has our faces on it, not the other one that we were talking about.
Right,
earlier.
Right.
Can be found. Well, you can go to uncommonpeoplepodcast.com and find links to, you know, a lot of the platforms. But I mean, we're on, let's be honest, the ones that matter are Apple Podcasts and Spotify. That's where 95% of people listen. Maybe more than that. Maybe it's like 98%. So, but we're on, you know, all the other, Google Podcasts, Anchor. Yeah, Stitcher. I think we're even on iHeartRadio app. But you can find it pretty much anywhere. And then also on YouTube, if you search Uncommon People Podcast on YouTube, you'll find our YouTube channel. And over there, we're doing a lot of we do family vlogs. It's not necessarily like, you know, our podcast, we mentioned kind of taking a more spiritual approach to some of our more recent content. You know, we do a lot of family vlogs. We do a lot of just fun videos on the YouTube channel. It's not all serious or whatnot. In fact, there's a lot of bloopers on the YouTube channel. So if you want bloopers, that's where you go.
Right.
I
love your vlogs because there's such a demand for that kind of content.
Yes.
And there's a lot of them that are like, you know, for the first 15 minutes or so, it may be fine, but then they may go into this area that's kind of, you know, kind of sketchy. Yeah. And their lives is like, well, I got to turn it off. And it's so refreshing to see apostolic family vlogs and stuff like that, where 100%. You know that that's not going to be an issue. You know, I can watch it all the way through. It's going to be fun. And then I can watch the next one when it comes out. So people that are listening, definitely go subscribe to their YouTube channel, obviously, as well as their podcast.
Right. 100%.
Thank you. Yeah. So you can find it wherever fine podcasts are distributed, as I like to say.
There you go. There you go.
I've had a great time.
I've had a wonderful time. Y'all, thank y'all so much for being here and for talking about your show. We really, really appreciate it. And listeners, make sure you go check them out, because those links will be in the description. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of The Table. It's a family-friendly podcast that we upload weekly for your amusement. If you like that, head over to Instagram and Twitter, where you can check us out at That Table Pod. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts, and please share this podcast with your friends and your family. If you'd like to learn more about other ways you can support the show, take a moment to check out the description, where you'll find a short list that we've provided for your convenience. We thank you so much for joining us again today. It's been our pleasure to serve you, and as always, until next time,
be blessed.